This is my second term. I did a stint from 2006 to 2010. Then I took 4 years off, and then I got back on council in 2014. So this is my second term, but I took a break. So this is the first time I'm trying to go for two terms in a row. I feel in the first 4 years, we were able to get a lot done. I feel the SALT is heading in a really positive, a really good direction, and that there's just so much more to do. And I think 4 more years can really get some big rocks for the town move forward and really benefit the citizens of the SALT.
And what skills do you feel that you personally bring to the council?
I work in government, and I've been on council before, and so I do have a lot of experience working with governmental agencies within the town of Basalt. I know what it's like to be staff, but also I work a lot with the Eagle County commissioners, the Pickin County commissioners, the towns in the valley, and so I do have a lot of experience in government, and I think that really helps when you're on town council.
What changes would you like to see the town make?
I look at it as we just need to keep moving forward. We need to keep moving in a positive direction. One big change is to find more ways to engage the public in planning processes, because I think one of the big changes we need to do is to update the master plan for the town. And in that master plan, we need to engage the public. And we need to get public participation. And we need to do it in a way that engages both sides of the SALT, Old Town and Willits. We need to see new participation, you know, not just from the people that are pretty engaged with the town, but we need to be able to reach out to others.
What is the first thing that you would do if reelected?
It's kind of funny because I'm on town council now, so I just want to keep continuing the discussion on updating this master plan. We started that at the last meeting, is really to prioritize that. So one of the things I'd love to do is to really push that forward with the new council and to then engage Eagle County in their planning effort to really see if we can come up with a comprehensive plan between the jurisdictions. So, you know, other places have done that. Let's see if we could do that here. So we could have Pickin and Eagle and the town of Basalt. It'd be great if we can include Garfield in that too. But let's just start with Eagle because they are already in a process. If we can get Eagle and Pickin and the town of Basalt to really come up with a 3-mile comprehensive plan, that would be a huge, huge benefit to all the citizens of this area.
Could you speak a little bit more to your experience on Pickin County Open Space and other government agencies, and how that informs your understanding of government and what's right for the town?
Being on Pickin County Open Space and Trails, I have to work directly with two boards, the Pickin County Open Space and Trails Board and the Board of County Commissioners. And so I know how much time it takes to really get elected officials and appointed officials together to really be able to make good decisions, because you got to provide them the information for them to make good decisions. And so, you know, I've been doing that with my job for the last 16 years. I've been on town council in the past. I've worked with staff from Basalt and from Pickin County and Eagle County. And so when you work with all these people, you kind of know where to go with the information that is necessary for your elected officials to feel confident. And I also work a lot in public process and engaging the public in my job. And I really feel that helps with the town of Basalt to be able to work with the public and to understand that not everyone agrees with everyone's positions, but to have a civil debate and a civil dialogue and have different ideas come to the table and then make decisions based on listening to all that. And so that's my experience, and that's what I like bringing to town council. And I feel, I really believe that I'd like to continue that for the next 4 years.
Well, thank you so much, Gary Tenenbaum.
Thank you, Riley.